بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، وجزه عنا ما هو أهله، وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Well, my dear, most respected elders and brothers, our mothers and sisters who are present, and those who may be listening or receive us. Indeed, it has been a long time since we met this program. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted all of us the opportunity and the life to witness the blessed and the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And I'm sure in this masjid, or whichever masjid we had the good fortune of attending, there were many programs that may have been held, or there were many activities that we may have engaged in. So we all know that the month of Ramadan was a month in which we were given the opportunity to spiritually overhaul ourselves, to, if we may say, sharpen that knife of taqwa. And soon Qurbani will be coming. So that example would fit it very well. Sharpen that knife of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala made it very conducive for us to make ibadah during the month of Ramadan. From the ahadith, we also learned that the shayateen were also kept at bay. And Allah Ta'ala's special mercies and Allah's maghfirah and Allah's tajalliyat were being focused during this month of Ramadan. And hence we noticed the amount of tilawat of the Quran Sharif that we were able to make in the month of Ramadan. It's very hard to do it out of the month of Ramadan. Like now, if I have to make an announcement, that for tonight's program, inshallah, we'll all be performing 20 rakats of Nafil Salah. So how difficult it will be. Person will find it extremely challenging. But subhanAllah, during the month of Ramadan, not for one night, but for 30 nights or 29 nights, depending on where we were, consecutively 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah the person performed, besides his Isha Salah that he had performed. So it is very easy in the month of Ramadan to perform Ibadat, but we know that the entire year cannot go like that. Our late Maulana Pirayal Sahib Rahmatullah used to give a beautiful example. He used to say that the person takes the vehicle off the road and he sends it to be serviced. Sometimes the vehicle has got mechanical issues, or it just needs to be serviced. Or sometimes the vehicle has got some cosmetic issues, some dents, scratches. So either he sends it to the mechanic, or he sends it to the workshop, or he sends it to the agents, or he sends it to the panel beater. And eventually that vehicle comes out in showroom condition. Now the person knows that I, for example, in the case of an accident, that I had lost control of the vehicle at this particular spot. There was a certain corner and I took it too fast and I, you know, didn't take it wide enough or whatever it was, and you know, I scraped it on the oncoming vehicle, for example. Or there was a certain pothole and I didn't realize that I damaged the whole suspension. So now what would we say of the person who, after his vehicle comes out from that showroom or that panel beater or that workshop, and now he intentionally goes and finds that same corner and that same pothole and drives the car in. He damages it again. Or he looks for the nearest concrete barrier and he drives the car into that concrete barrier. You would say that something wrong with the person. We don't look for an accident. The person doesn't look for an accident. It happens by mistake. In the same way, prior to the month of Ramadan, there were lots of issues that we had in our spiritual self. Lots of problems, lots of issues, lots of dents. Alhamdulillah, with the month of Ramadan, with the tawbah, the istighfar, the resolutions that we made before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, after the month of Ramadan has terminated, we need to be very wary, very cautious, very careful. Now that shaitan has been released, now we see lots of things happening, lots of arguments and fights. Just today somebody phoned me, divorce situation, husband and wife fighting, all Ramadan went fine, now they're fighting. So this is what happens after the month of Ramadan, all the issues start. The shayateen are released, the fights start again, people start, you know, problems all over again. Why does this happen? Again, the release of shaitan and the nafs that now loses control. So that's why that example which we mentioned previously in one of the majalis, just to make us understand that this nafs that we have is with each and every individual. Whether the person is a mufti sahab, or the qari sahab, or the maulana sahab, or the haji sahab, or whether he's a doctor, or a lawyer, or whatever he is, every person has got a nafs. To the extent that even the Anbiya had nafs and they spoke about it. Yusuf alayhi salam said, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. When he was absolved of the accusations that were laid against him as far as Zulaykha was concerned, then at that time he made a statement. He said, I don't regard my nafs as free. Because the nature of the nafs is such that it encourages a person with great force and great emphasis towards sin, towards disobedience. That is why the greatest enemy that we have is the enemy within ourselves. Musa alayhi salam, it was said to him, that how do you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was said to him, دَعْ نَفْسَكْ وَتَعَى. That you leave your nafs aside, abandon your nafs and you will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we ask ourselves the question that we speak about the two enemies of nafs and shaitan, these are the two enemies. But when shaitan went astray, which shaitan was there to cause him to go astray? What caused him to go astray? It was his own nafs. It was his own pride and his own ego, which clearly shows that how dangerous the ego is and the nafs is. So therefore, once the month of Ramadan terminates, this example of Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi is very, very befitting. Don't ever feel that everything is under control. A person should always be extremely suspicious of his or her nafs. Because that's the greatest enemy. Like now we have these two countries that are poised. Allah protect the world from disruptions and wars. It's not going to benefit anyone. We can imagine what's going to happen to the economies. Allah protect and keep stability in the world. But now, for example, Iran is ever ready, waiting for any assault and any attack. Now those people who are standing at the border decide, you know what, nothing happened for the past 12 hours, so let's wait and see. Let's just relax. The potential is that major, if for argument's sake there's some attack, it could be major damage. Likewise, the other side, they are already waiting. Shoot down as many as possible. Nevertheless, we also have an enemy that is within range, waiting to strike. Waiting to strike and launch an attack, and it's in our own nafs. So, Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says that there was a person who went to the mountains during the winter, and in the mountain ranges, that particular mountain range was completely covered in snow. And whilst he was going through the mountain, he found a python that was in hibernation. We know these animals, when they go in hibernation, then they're almost like dead. So he found this python that was in hibernation. And he picked up this python and he wrapped it around his neck. So nothing is happening. So now he felt very, very accomplished. Sense of fulfillment and achievement. And now he went to the local village. He started boasting to the people, to crowds started gathering. And look at this man, how brave he is, how courageous. He was able to keep this python under control. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says that what happened? Now he had come down from the mountains and he came to the town, which was much warmer. And now the rays of the sun started to shine on the body of this python. And as the python, which is already, you know, cold-blooded, and now the blood started to warm up, life started to come back into the animal, and now it started to move. So Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi said, what happened? The first person to start running for his life was that same person who caught the snake. He ran for his life, gone. So Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says, O Salih, O that person who is searching to link himself to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't ever think that the snake of your nafs is gone into hibernation. During the month of Ramadan, when the person sits in the company of the Shaykh, or you know, he goes out in Jama'at, or he does some khidmat of deen, or he goes for Umrah, Hajj, then what happens? The environment is very tranquil and cooling, if we may say, for the sake of our example. The nafs goes into a state of hibernation. And then the person, after the month of Ramadan, or after he's returned from his Umrah, or his Hajj, or Jama'at, whatever it may be, then he feels, Alhamdulillah, everything is fine now, you know, I got myself under control. And then suddenly the nafs strikes. And we find the person, he lands up, you know, in square one, as they say. Back to where he started. And sometimes the person falls so far down that he's even worse off than where he started.
May Allah protect us.
So the person should be very, very wary of this nafs of his, which is the greatest enemy. And then of course shaitan is always there to whisper. Shaitan keeps on whispering. Now the question is, how do we overcome these enemies? Obviously the one is, for that snake to remain in hibernation, we've got to constantly make sure that it's kept in a cool environment. Keep the temperature, like mashallah now the masjid temperature is nice and cool. Allah Ta'ala reward all the trustees for making the masjid comfortable for the musallis. May Allah Ta'ala grant them comfort in Jannah. Nevertheless, the person now to maintain that temperature is always checked now. Check the humidity, check the temperature. Aircon is not working, could be slightly higher. The person can feel now it's getting a bit warm, close their door, make sure the heat doesn't come from outside. So the person needs to make sure that his nafs is kept in a conducive environment. Perhaps it were those friends that were exposing the person to the heat of sins. Perhaps it's something the person was watching. Perhaps each person knows what it may have been, where he slept, where he went wrong. Like the person was driving his vehicle, he knows where he went up in the accident. He needs to be careful. It's at that corner there. Always I'm getting caught here. It's that one pothole in that third street. You make sure I don't go and hit that pothole there. Each person knows where he or she went off, where we went wrong. The person doesn't want to fall again. And so long as the person is making an effort to stay away from sins, keeping himself in a good environment, trying to keep in a conducive environment, inshallah, focusing on the help of Allah Ta'ala, because remember, without the help of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot achieve anything. And the person who feels that I will stay away from sin because of my own achievement, or I am very pious, or I am, mashallah, I'm a very strong person, you know. I'm strong-willed. I won't. Remember, that person is sooner or later the person will slip. Allah Ta'ala will show that person. They don't ever think you can stay away from sin without the help of Allah. The person, Allah will make the person commit some sin and then you'll think, I don't know what happened. So whenever we are staying away from any sin, remember, always attribute that achievement to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wake up in the morning and say, Ya Allah, I make an intention that inshallah today I do not want to violate a single command of yours. Make that intention. Inshallah, I don't want to violate a single command of yours. That Allah who has blessed me with everything that I have, why should I do something to displease such a kind, such a loving, such a caring Allah? So, therefore, after the month of Ramadan, the aspect of the nafs, we need to be very, very wary, very cautious. At any moment, the nafs will launch an attack. Especially if it gets exposure to an old sin. An old sin, a person was addicted to listening to music. As an example, music was part of his or her life. And now, alhamdulillah, they gave it up. They're listening to tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and they got occupied in their work. Then what happened? Somebody had a ringtone with a certain song that they had heard in those days. They happened to have been one of their favorites. And what happened? We just listened to a little bit of it. Got a little bit of exposure. And now the person starts going down memory lane, as they say. And now we start going and searching. I remember this one, and I remember that one, and I remember this one. I wonder what's the latest albums. Next thing, the person doesn't realize, sometimes an entire night or a whole week is spent listening to every single song of that particular singer or that particular group or that particular band. All week goes. Then the person looks back and says, wait, what happened here? I had given up listening to music completely, and one entire week went and I've been listening to music. This is what happens when the nafs gets a little bit of exposure of that old sin, finished. Like one person came to Allah, he was just around life. And he had given up watching TV in those days. TV was a thing.
So they were not watching TV. So they told one another, you know, I don't watch TV, but what I do is, in the newspaper, those days in the back of the newspapers, in the magazine, they would have the entire schedule of all the, you know, the different programs and whatever is coming on. So he said, just go through that. So Maran told him, you're going to read that, what's going to happen, eventually you're going to get caught. So the person has to be very, very careful that this nafs doesn't launch that attack. And then of course the other thing is that shaitan, our greatest protection against shaitan is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah then speaks about إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. That we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn towards Allah ta'ala, we seek refuge in Allah ta'ala against this rejected, as they say, rejected dog. So you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people complain, they say, I have a lot of bad thoughts when I'm sleeping, and I'm trying to fall off to sleep. Keep on thinking, sometimes the boy says, fantasizing. So I remember one of our teachers told him, what you do? You make intention. I'll read the entire Surah Kahf, or my entire para of the Quran Sharif. I'm starting now. But most of them say, then we just start the next thing we want. But Shaitan realizes that I'm trying to put evil thoughts in this person's mind, but instead of evil thoughts, this person is making more tilawat of the Quran Sharif, I'd rather leave. And then they say that the best time to remember anything is in Salah. If you forgot something, where you put your keys or where you start reading Salah, you remember immediately. Like one person gave Imam Abani Hanifa Rahmatullahi. The Imam Sahib, I'm very, very concerned because I had treasure. I had a whole chest of gold and silver. What I did in piece of land, I buried it somewhere. And somehow or the other, I just forgot. I don't know where I buried it. So Imam Hanifa rahimahullah said, why should you go home, make intention, you're going to be performing 1,000 rakats of Nafil Salah. 1,000 rakats. Shortly after that, he came running, thanking Imam Hanifa. I said, Imam Sahib, alhamdulillah, I remember. He said, what happened? He said, as soon as I made niyat and said, Allahu Akbar, immediately I remembered. In the Salah. So Shaitan realized that if I'm going to let this person and leave him as he stands, he'll end up leaving 1,000 rakats, I'd rather let him go and find his treasure. That would be better too. So Shaitan also will pull back when the person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these evil thoughts too, remember, you can't control the mind. The mind, as Maulana used to say, is a national highway. All kinds of things go on the mind and cross through the mind. You have no control over it sometimes. All you have to do is put the mind on something else, focus on something else. Focus on your studies, or focus on your work, or focus on some other family matter or event. And inshallah, that way the person will move away from the whisperings of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So the real test now after Ramadan is, as they say, the test of consistency. Even though a person may not be making that much tilawat, don't completely leave it out. Keep the ball rolling to some degree, even if it is little. Allah Ta'ala loves actions which are done consistently, even though it is very little. The person just reads one ruku of the Quran Sharif every day, but he does it every single day, whether it's raining or whether it's hailing, whether it's snowing. That one ruku with absolute consistency. Allah Ta'ala loves those actions. It's done with consistency. Even though it may be very little. And sometimes that's how we start. We start with a little. From there we gently, gradually increase it. And much can be achieved with that. Our salah. Staying away from sins. And of course remember, don't give up also. Shaitan will, if we make a mistake, Shaitan again will whisper. You see, you becoming pious is not for you. You rather just give up. Just carry on the way you want. It's not for you to become pious. Look there, you already committed a sin. Khaja Aziz Hassan Majum Rahmatullah, he says, ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar bhi, kabhi tu daba le kabhi wo daba le. He says that this wrestling match between you and your nafs, it will carry on for the rest of your life. Sometimes you will overpower your nafs, and sometimes the nafs will overpower you. We are not angels. No one is an angel. Kullu bani Adam wa khata'. Every single son of Adam is a sinner. So sometimes you will overpower your nafs, and sometimes your nafs will overpower you. But he said that person who is an ashik of Allah Ta'ala, he will never give up the effort. He will carry on this wrestling match till the person passes away. And that in itself is what we term as taqwa. One person asked one of our great ulama, how can I always stay in the condition of be a muttaqiyyah, muttaqwa all the time? You know, the month of Ramadan, we had taqwa. So how can I stay with taqwa all the time? So he asked him that, have you heard that a person is ba wuzu? He said the person is ba wuzu, it means that this person is all the time in the state of wudu. So what does that mean? That means that this person, whenever his wudu breaks, what does he do? He renews the wudu. He has to go relieve himself, whatever it was. Immediately thereafter, he made his fresh wudu again. So now we'll say that this person is ba wudu, is always in the state of the wudu. In the same way, we made tawbah and istighfar, alhamdulillah, the whole day went, we didn't commit a sin, the second day went, and we served. We made a mistake. As soon as we make a mistake, tawbah and istighfar, astaghfirullah, person feels bad, turns to Allah Ta'ala, gives out some sadaqah. Inshallah, he has now renewed his taqwa. And he continues in this way, inshallah, that person too will be. That person is a muttaqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us consistency now after the month of Ramadan. And may Allah ta'ala alleviate the suffering of our brothers and sisters, especially in Gaza, throughout the world. Rahim da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. A few minutes of zikr and watch.
Oh, Kareem Allah, Raheem Allah, Most Forgiving, Loving, Caring Allah.
Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan has passed. Ya Allah, whatever weaknesses, Ya Allah, injustices, Ya Allah, lack of appreciation that we may have shown in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, overlook, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah, those sins which you committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now that the month of Ramadan has passed, Ya Allah, the real test now begins, Ya Allah. Now that we are on, Ya Allah, in this world, amongst people, Ya Allah, with these challenges of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, Ya Allah. O Allah, without your help, without your mercy, Ya Allah, without your assistance, we are definitely going to fail, Ya Allah. O Allah, do not remove your rahmah and your assistance from us, Ya Allah. O Allah, make each and every one of us strong against nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Protect us from the attacks, Ya Allah, from the onslaught of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. O Allah, we do not want to disobey you, Ya Allah. You are such a loving Allah, such a caring Allah. You are that being who brought us from non-existence into existence, Ya Allah. Every single bounty that we have is nothing but what has been given to us by you, Ya Allah. O Allah, yet Ya Allah, we still violate your commands, Ya Allah. But we do not want to disobey any command of yours, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us. O Allah, incline our hearts towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Create within our hearts an aversion, a hatred for every single sin, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Keep us clean and pure, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with hearts which are purified, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with blessings, barakah in our homes, in our wealth, in our time, in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect our homes, Ya Allah. Protect our businesses, Ya Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, our darul ulooms, our community, Ya Allah. O Allah, soon the elections will be coming, Ya Allah. O Allah, change this country, Ya Allah, from insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. From corruption, Ya Allah, towards honesty, trustworthiness, and loyalty, Ya Allah. O Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. We are extremely weak, Ya Allah. O Allah, brothers and sisters are suffering in Gaza, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. What kind of a Ramadan they had, Ya Allah. What kind of a Eid they had, Ya Allah. O Allah, the least we can do is make dua for them, Ya Allah. Alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. There are many who are in hospitals, Ya Allah. There are many who have lost their limbs, Ya Allah. There are many children who are orphans, Ya Allah. Many women who are widows, Ya Allah. O Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. O Allah, assist them, Ya Allah. Ajil bi nasrihim, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. Those enemies, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat. But O Allah, hidayat is not muqaddar. O Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed the Aad and Thamud, Ya Allah. O Allah, cause, Ya Allah, their planes to crash, their bombs to fail, Ya Allah. O Allah, cause all their plotting and their scheming and their plans to completely fail, Ya Allah. O Allah, create divisions and disunity amongst their ranks, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect all our masajid, protect all our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the world, Ya Allah. Allah, you wipe away all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual today, raising his or her hand before you, fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, whatever challenge, difficulty, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah, you alleviate it, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and any, grant them shifa. Those who are going through financial difficulties, grant them plenty for halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, our students are writing their examinations and some will be starting the darul rooms, Ya Allah. Make them pass with good results, Ya Allah. And those who are going to darul rooms or universities, Ya Allah, make them, Ya Allah, assets for our communities, Ya Allah. Allah, protect our children and our youth, Ya Allah, of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Allah, make us, Ya Allah, means of hidayah for others, Ya Allah. Time of death comes, Ya Allah, grant us a mubarak and blessed death, Ya Allah. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin wa alhamdulillah.